trees are, just like any other plant. Once you cut them down, you've got to, and bring them into your house, you've got to keep watering them. A lot of people, we're 2 days past Christmas now. A lot of people like to keep their trees up. Maybe you've got family coming in later. But it's really, really important, especially if you got your tree really early on, to keep watering that tree. Make sure that you're doing that consistently. Especially if you find that when you kind of run your hand on one of the branches and a lot of the needles fall off, that tree needs a lot more water. But like any other plant, the drier it gets, the greater the fire hazard.
Should I do it a couple of times a day, or how do I judge how much water I should be putting on the tree?
Well, so the tree will let you know how much water it needs. So if it's really consuming a lot of water, you need to keep up with that. Generally, at least once a day, is good. As long as that tree is still, taking that water in, you're seeing that water level drop, as the tree is taking that water up.
Well, and like you said, I guess if you see that needles are starting to fall at an alarming rate or a lot, you do need to take that into account, and you certainly want to be safe, because we've all seen the videos of when Christmas trees catch on fire, and it's pretty scary stuff.
Yes, when those trees dry out, they become they burn very, very quickly.
Well, and especially if you are having to put a lot of water on and things are coming off, definitely don't leave lights on too long, or especially overnight when something like that's not being monitored.
Yes, when you're not at home, when you're going to sleep, things like that, be sure to turn those lights off, because lights bring heat. And if you have a short in the wire anywhere, that can also pose a fire risk. And as people are taking their trees down this year, as you're taking, if you have a live tree, as you're taking the lights off, kind of give those, take a look at those lights. Make sure there aren't any frays, things aren't tattered, you don't have any singe marks or anything like that. And if you notice that things are not in a great condition this year, kind of make a note to get new lights next year. And make sure those lights have some sort of tag on them that indicates that they are have been fire tested in a laboratory, or they're that they've gone through that testing, to make sure that they are safe. And if you are getting new lights, make sure if you're going to be using them outside that they are outdoor lights, and or some of them are indoor outdoor, but making sure you're using the appropriate lights for the appropriate use. But taking the tree down, taking those lights off, this is a great opportunity to double check those lights, before next year when you go to set your tree up and realize that your lights are broken.
Yeah, I was gonna say that is this is a good this is this is the time to do it, and lights usually this time of year are on sale. So look and see what you have. And I know that if you do leave your lights, if you've got outside lights and you leave them out all year, you do need to keep an eye on those, because just with the changing temperatures and all, the wires, things can crack, and they can become unsafe.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to double check, make sure there aren't any frays. Like you said, those lights, if they're exposed to the weather, all sorts of temperatures, different weather conditions, and just like anything that may be outside, things can break, things can fray, especially as they're exposed to the elements.
I am sure, Katie, this time of year, fire and rescue, I mean, you do worry when there are just so many opportunities for things to happen, and that you want to keep track of this and not burn candles, or in watering trees. There are a lot of things to keep track of, and you don't want to let any of those go by and all of a sudden have a tragedy.
Yes, I mean, there's this time of year is typically a busier time of year for fires, and we see that here across the state, as well as across the country, with people who have different holiday decorations up. A lot of those, sometimes we see people overloading their outlets, because they're trying to plug in lots of strands of lights, and sometimes people plug in too many strands of lights, and those lights should indicate how many strands can be plugged in together. We see people using candles for different celebrations. And leaving those candles unsupervised. And if you're going to have a candle lit, you need to be there with it, because even if it seems like it's in a really safe place, if it's in, you know, a safe container, things can still happen. Things can get knocked over. Things can fall on top of it. And we've seen fires caused because of that. Certainly, we want to make sure we're watering the trees, especially if you have a live tree. Obviously, we wouldn't water an artificial tree, but even with an artificial tree, it's important to turn those lights off every once in a while, and not leave them on for extended periods of time, because those lights can overheat as well. Those outlets can overheat. So you want to make sure, by all means, if you are sitting there and enjoying the decorations, that's one thing. But if you're going to be gone for an extended period of time, go ahead and shut those lights off. Let them cool down. Take a break.
Yeah. Well, and like you say, that you may want to keep the tree up a little bit longer because of family still coming in or whatever. Don't risk things if your tree is starting to look borderline, or you've got some concerns. Always you want to err on with safety.
Yes, I mean, if your tree is starting, and I've been there before, your tree's starting to look a little brown on the top. You know, maybe it's time to start considering, or taking that tree down, or not using the lights on the tree, and to be safe. I know that it's lovely to have it lit up, but there's been people, you know, there's been instances in the past where people have left their tree up through January, but they stop watering it at Christmas. And so that can, I mean, we've all seen the videos in a matter of seconds, not even a minute, and that whole tree becomes like a blowtorch.
We all saw in Prince William County, the person who died over the weekend just falling through the ice. Temperatures are supposed to go up, but it is a good reminder that when we see ice, that around here, generally, you've got to really be careful. And generally, we don't get the kind of ice that you can do recreation on.
Yeah. So we just had a really dramatic cold snap here. But it takes a while for ice to really freeze to the thickness. It needs to be at least 4 inches thick, first to support someone's weight. And it takes a long time for it to freeze to that level, prolonged periods of temperatures below freezing. We just haven't been experiencing that. It may look frozen and sturdy on top, but you really do need to double check that. If that body of water was not frozen a couple of days before, it's probably not going to be thick enough to stand on. So it's really, really important that you have someone who knows what they're doing. They can double check that and make sure that ice is thick enough. And, you know, obviously, as the water gets deeper, it's going to take longer for that water to freeze to a thickness that would be safe. But our best advice would be, if you don't know, to just stay off.